What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. We're going to go right back to the telephones to Paul in New Jersey. Aloha, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. I want to bring your attention to an article, and then the repercussions, in my opinion, of the article, over at Breitbart concerning Bernie Kerik, because Bernie Kerik popped his head up, and, you know, he should remain where he should, you know, in oblivion. But anyway, he came out in public and talked about the mail bomb investigation, and he said they'll have a target in sight within 2 or 3 days, which, you know, most people can just gather from typical policing and how well most police are. But the problem is, why is Breitbart trying to resurrect the career of Bernard Kerik, somebody who should really be held not only in contempt, but, you know, just absolute loathing and disrepute? Because, you know, listen, there's two groups of people who should be squeaky clean. Number one is the clergy, and number two, it's policemen. And as we know, Kerik was found guilty of accepting money from an Israeli defense contractor, a billionaire named Eaton Wertheimer, and he got a $250,000 interest-free loan. And one thing about when they bring up these people, you know, I guess this goes for me, we lived through 9/11, but let's hope we have the memories of the people throughout in high positions during 9/11, what their roles were, and how they behaved. You know, and I think it's very unseemly that Kerik, he received that $250,000 interest-free loan from Mr. Wertheimer when he was over there, and he also when he took a 4-day trip to Israel less than 2 weeks before September 11th. I mean, he actually met the billionaire 2 weeks before September 11th to discuss counterterrorism. And so, you know, he ended up serving about 4 times in prison because of that unannounced money, just like Paul Manafort. You know? And
yes.
And so I just think, is why would Breitbart, you know, when somebody has done something so egregious in the past, I don't think, like, wanting their opinion or giving them the light of the day or bringing them out in public is really a moral or ethical thing. That's all I want to really mention. You know, to try to make them as a valid authority after what they've done. He's a dirty cop.
Well, what did he say about the bombs in this Breitbart article?
Oh, he said that they should have a target within a few days, right? And they have a ton of evidence, right? And the packing, the delivery method, they all seem like they're coming from the same place. You know, I found
They definitely do that. Now, this Bernie, is he still an active cop? It doesn't sound like it.
No, not at all, no. He's been out of prison since in 2013, I think.
Well, I agree with you. It doesn't really make sense for Breitbart to be holding him up as a spokesman other than they can count on him to put out what is supposed to be the official story, because we're starting to see the actual authorities, NYPD and other places, starting to come forward and saying the bombs are harmless. They're filled with sulfur. The powder, the white powder, was harmless. These are designed to scare, not actually work. And by the way, have you noticed all the things that we in the independent media pointed to as indicating the bombs wouldn't work? Like that little digital clock not having an alarm function, or there not being a battery. Corporate media, I'm sure the people over there had to be smart enough to make those same observations, and yet they never did. They're still trying to treat it like these bombs are real. And so I imagine that we're going to see that controlled media, whether it's corporate or online, and let's be honest, Breitbart is not what it used to be when Andrew was still with it, they're going to be holding up authority figures who can be relied on to tell the preferred desired story.
Yeah, well, it seems like a lot of the alt-right sites slowly get taken over by the neocon agenda over time. They come out at first claiming they're nationalists and patriots and all the rest. And then slowly, I think they get hooked on the money and the hook maybe with the fame and the glitter of talking to somebody's famous. But yet you have to hold a moral standard. You can't. This guy is a crooked cop who took money from foreigners and didn't tell the IRS about this loan. And lo and behold, the feds, and this is under Bush, got to him in 2007 and did the right thing and sent him to prison where he belonged. You know? And to try to make it sound like he's going to be honest now or he won't turn again or he learned his lesson, he's honest now. No, that's not how it's supposed to work. He's supposed to go into oblivion. You're not really supposed to bring him out on anything. He should stay in his little condo down in Florida and live it up with his taxpayers' money, you know.
Yeah, I'm in agreement. That's a very telling move by Breitbart. Anyway, Paul, thanks awful lot.
Yep.
We're going to let you go. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And back to the phones to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, Bernard Carrick, yeah. Police commissioner to Rudy Giuliani. He was also the one who found one of the, remember, the terrorist passport. Yeah, fell out of his pocket right next to his foot. I mean, that guy, is a dirty cop, but who's not dirty anymore? I mean, my God, I mean, you know, he's probably going to be a Fox News contributor, just like Ollie North is, right?
Because
that's who they put, you know, oh my God. Mike, I know the caravan's important, and I know people calling in about how many people Hitler killed or Stalin killed. I want to remind people, again, we killed 1.5 million people in Iraq, Libya, Syria. How many people is more, I mean, if it's less than zero? What the Saudis did to Khashoggi, Mike, they didn't chop his fingers off, they pulled his fingers off. So one person dead, 1 million persons dead. This is who these people are. Macron, Angela Merkel, our government. Macron, okay with selling the weapons to Saudis. Everybody knows what the Saudis are. But yet, the weapon, the spice continues to flow, Mike. You know?
Yes.
How sad is that? Yep.
Good analogy.
It's sad, Mike. One person, 1 million people, they don't care. They don't care at all. They don't care about the migrants, the caravan. They'll use them just like, remember, with Kavanaugh, and they'll throw you overboard. They'll throw you into the garbage can. They'll just discard you because that's the flavor of the day, flavor of the week, and they'll just, that's the way these people operate. We should know this by now. Because, Mike, you have people calling in, when are the arrests going to start? When is the RICO Act going to be? I keep hearing people saying they should arrest these people. Who's they? The FBI, they're corrupt. They, the CIA, they're corrupt. There isn't all of our institutions are rotted. There is no honesty anymore with any of these people. It's the system. You can be
there's
an honest Joe in this.
Us. There's nobody coming to save us.
Yeah.
But again, my advice is, I know it's hard out there. We got to stay patient because I'm convinced there's a Soviet Union-style collapse coming to this country.
Yeah, Mike, there is nobody coming to save us. That's sad, isn't it? That is so freaking sad. And, Mike, you know what's the most important issue right now? Is this intermediate-range missile. People, what's going to happen when the U.S. puts short and medium-range weapons in Romania or Poland? How are the Russians going to react? Are they going to put Iskanders, ballistic missiles, into Kaliningrad? You know what I mean? I mean, this is the important issue, you know?
Yes.
I mean, this is Cuban Missile Crisis. And the rhetoric along with it is not helping. You know what I mean? Like, Mike, the Cuban Missile Crisis, I mean, I'm 48 years old, so, I was born in 1970. But, I mean, I don't think we're going to get away with a second chance of getting away, you know, with the positive outcome we had, you know. Like, I don't see it because we don't have any.
I don't think we are either. And, again, my concern this time around with the new Cold War is how many of these weapon systems are now computerized. And one software mistake, we could see a nuclear war launched before the humans could intervene to stop it.
But the people we got running our country, Mike, and in the West, they don't know anything about the Cuban. You know what I mean? They don't really know anything about the Cuban Missile Crisis. They come out with these crazy statements, this arrogant, ignorant statements, just threatening and threatening and threatening. But they just, they're children. You know what I mean? They got a children mentality. It's not the same. Like, there's no Henry Kissinger's no more, even though he's, like, not a reputable person. But you know what I mean? It's not. There's no statesman no more, and there's no critical thinking skills in any of these people anymore. That's what should scare the crap out of people, you know?
Well, they've lived very privileged lives. They've never had an incentive to develop the kind of maturity that comes with having to deal with the adversity of real life. And so, yeah, in a very real way, they are still children. They're spoiled children. I'd like to see them get their comeuppance, but it's not going to happen without a huge price paid by the American people.
And then, Mike, real quick, on Peter from Los Angeles, I was wondering if they ever had, for the helping out the IDF soldiers and all these, like, money, you know, to garner money for them. Did they ever have, like, a gala gathering to help the armless and legless veterans of the U.S. wars, you know, or the homeless people? Did they ever have these, big, extravagant money gatherings for them? You know, only the IDF.
Generally, they don't. But again, I'm certain that a lot of these people attend these fundraisers for the IDF more in terms of furthering their own career than actual concern for the IDF. Because obviously, if you are out there writing a check for the IDF, you are then going to be looked on favorably for future movie and TV roles by the organizers of these fundraisers.
What you're saying is nobody's out there writing a check for the legless and homeless veterans who got
sent. Not that I'm aware of, but then I haven't been in Hollywood for years now.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Mike. Have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I was just listening to, Dustin. I was listening to both Dustin and the guy before. The guy talking about Bernie Kerik and Breitbart and all that.
Yes.
Nobody should be surprised with Breitbart. Breitbart is not I don't think it's really ever been an alternate media. Maybe when Steve Bannon was running it for a while, they are very neoconish. You talk about Zionists, they're very pro, not only pro-Zionists, they're almost to the point of fanaticism. They have an Israeli bureau, as a matter of fact, and they have some woman, I think her name is Glick or something, always given the, always trying to excuse everything Israel does, and very anti-Syrian and anti-Arab.
Well, I'll be honest, I don't read Breitbart anymore, so, I'm not in touch with what they're doing over there.
But this is, I'm serious. Just, I get it on their, every once in a while, I'll listen to their radio show on Sirius. I don't go to their site. Every once in a while, I want to see if they're covering anything that of significance, and they're usually not. It's usually garbage. So they're really not. So it doesn't surprise me with a guy like Kerik, who I believe has been in Fox News also. He's a crook, but he's not the only crook. I mean, most of these New York City Police Department is probably one, maybe the most crooked, an incompetent police department in the United States. So, maybe it's rivaled by the FBI there and in federal, but that's pretty much really doesn't surprise me. As far as what Dustin was saying, too, about, again, potential for war with Russia and all that, I was watching the, I don't know if you ever see the Duran, those two guys with Greek names. You watch that?
Yes. I've seen it a couple of times. I'm not a regular viewer.
They're excellent. They really are. I was watching him yesterday talking about, you know, putting missiles closer and closer to Russia. And this guy said, the guy who's really seems to be an expert on this, he's also on Crosstalk a lot, both of them are on Crosstalk a lot. He said that, believes that if they put missiles, for instance, in the former, in places like Lithuania or Ukraine or something like that, that's it, it's on. The Russians will attack at that point. He said Poland, he mentioned Poland and Romania, wasn't sure what they would do, but he said if they ever start like putting it right on Russia, right by Ukraine or right into Ukraine or I think Lithuania and a couple other Baltics, a lot of the Baltic states, he said it's on. Russians will attack at that point. And I wouldn't blame him, to be honest with you. That's just like Russia and China putting missiles in Mexico and Canada, you know? How much of a difference?
Yeah, that's exactly what it's like here. And again, as Dustin was correctly pointing out, it was the U.S. placing intermediate-range nuclear missiles in Turkey that led to the Cuban Missile Crisis. Now, the difference here is that Russia doesn't really have a satellite in this hemisphere. So anything that they would do to counter this threat would probably involve some of their new Bore-class SSBNs just maintaining patrol off of our coast.
As advanced as they are in space, you don't think they have anything watching us?
I'm sure they do. You know, I'm sure all the countries are watching each other.
Yeah. But so that's what I would think, too. You know, people say, because Russia's, it's amazing what kind of advanced weaponry they have, and yet they spend a fraction of what we spend on our so-called defense. But that's, again, because we're in, like, what is it, about 700-800 bases around the world.
Yeah, that's really where most of the money goes. Yeah.
Afghanistan and wherever else. So that's probably why, you know? So,
yeah.
But anyway, as far as Breitbart is, people need to know, Breitbart is not alternate news. They try to say they are. They got a clown by the name of Marlowe, Alex Marlowe, running the show now, and running, I think he runs their site. The guy's a complete idiot. And so is the other guy, Max Boyle, who they have also. And they're very neocon-ish. They're not alternate news at all. They have that other neocon, Steph Borker on, Sebastian Borker coming on all the time. Very Warhawkish. They just no good, I'll tell you the truth. I dislike them even more than some of the others because they try to point themselves as alternate or independent news, which they're not. At least be honest
yes.
about what you are. If you're a bunch of neocon warmongering clowns, then say what you are. Oh, they were the biggest supporters of Bolton, too. They were pushing Trump almost from the get-go to put Bolton in there first as Secretary of State. And then when the National Security Advisor came up, They were taking polls along the Breitbart listeners, or the Breitbart people who go to the site, and they said that's the man they want the most. Because the Breitbart listeners and people who go to the site, for the most part, are no different than the people that go to Fox News or some of the other phony, you know, so-called conservatives, which are not really conservatives. They're so mixed in with neocons, it's not like a Ron Paul or Rand Paul who are real deal. You know what I mean? Not at all. So that's pretty much all I wanted to say.
Well,
as far as Kerry, the guy was a crook, and what can you say among many crooks?
Well, the Republican Party has basically split into the neocons versus the paleocons, and I consider myself a paleocon. The neocons, though, they are definitely a different creature. They're pro-war. They're pro-Israel. A lot of them came out of the Project for the New American Century. Which basically established this policy of the U.S. trying to conquer the rest of the world. Anyway, Mark, we need to let you go. I got to take a break here for commercials. And we'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, getting on back to the conflict zones around the world. Apparently, 19 people have been killed, 10 injured in a Saudi-led air raid in Yemen. And apparently, this was on the western city of Beit al-Faqih, located in the vicinity of the port city of Al-Hudaydah. And apparently, the air raid had been held hours after the previous strikes that killed 3 civilians, including a minor child, and injured 6 other people. And a recent UN report has said that Saudi-led coalition airstrikes, which have hit open-air markets, health clinics, schools, funerals and weddings, according to published reports, have been blamed for most of the more than 16,000 civilians killed or injured in the Yemen conflict over the last 3 years. So, now, a former commander of the U.S. Army in Europe is sounding a warning. Retired Lieutenant General Ben Hodges was speaking at a Warsaw Security Forum on Wednesday, saying that a U.S. war with China is likely in just 15 years. And he was advising European allies they're going to have to do more to ensure their own defenses against Russian aggression, because America is going to have to focus more on the Pacific, which is our little neighborhood out here. China, meanwhile, is starting to talk tough. They're very upset over yet another sailing of U.S. warships through the Taiwan Straits. And the defense minister is saying that China is ready to do whatever it takes to retain Taiwan, and that they will stop any attempt to split Taiwan from the mainland. And China considers Taiwan to be part of its territory awaiting reunification, even though the two sides have been governed separately since the end of a civil war on the mainland in 1949. So a lot of tough talk over there. Tensions are high between the U.S. and China. There is the tariff war, of course. There is the fact that the U.S. is selling arms to Taiwan. There is the continuing kerfuffle, if you will, down in those islands in the South China Sea. And it does look like the United States has shifted away from the Mideast and Russia, and is now thinking that they're going to show how butch they are going against China. Now, it's very obvious at this point the United States cannot physically invade and conquer the Chinese mainland. It is simply too big. There are too many people. So I'm not sure what form the war would take. Could even be a nuke attack. We don't know. But people are starting to talk about this. Over in the Koreas, they have now officially started to demilitarize the border zone. And, of course, Washington, D.C. is saying, yeah, you know, this is dangerous. You shouldn't do it. You can't trust each other. But Moon Jae-in and Kim Jong-un are moving forward with what clearly seems to be efforts at reunification. Israeli warplanes have carried out more air attacks in Gaza. They hit several locations in the Gaza Strip earlier today, causing extensive damage to property in the territory. The attacks were supposedly in response to a rocket that was fired from Gaza into Israel and, like so many others, hit a dirt patch. No property damage, no injuries, no deaths here. Israel is justifying its descent into a racist apartheid state, saying that this involves a fight for survival. And Israel's former Chief Justice Aaron Barak literally stated that what happened in Germany, meaning the rise of the Nazis, can happen here in Israel. So he went on to say that actually, to a lot of people, it looks like it already has. But he went on to say that a regime that does not respect the separation of powers or human rights cannot be called democratic. And, of course, this brought a very angry Twitter response from Education Minister Naftali Bennett, claiming that what the judge said was a total lie and that it is wrong to compare what he calls Israel's fight for survival in its own land with the Nazi persecution of Jews. Now, remember yesterday, Bennett was the one who came on out and said that the land belongs to Israel. They will not give a single centimeter of it to the Arabs, and therefore Jerusalem cannot be a shared capital, even though that has been suggested many times by the United Nations. Now, the Great March of Return protests are continuing at the border of the Gaza Strip. There's another one scheduled for tomorrow. And Amnesty International is condemning Israel's reported zero-tolerance policy towards such demonstrations, warning it will likely lead to more bloodshed after more than 6 months of confrontations, during which Israeli forces have killed more than 150 Palestinians and injured thousands more, including the use of those butterfly bullets. And Israel does not seem to understand how bad this makes Israel look to the rest of the world. We'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about what's going on in Israel and Palestine. And there was an article in Mondo Weiss, which I think makes a very, very good point. And that is that Palestinians are as worthy of dignity as children of the Holocaust survivors. Now, a lot of Israelis would not agree with that. And that, unfortunately, is something that's sort of hardwired into their religion. But Palestinians' legitimate claims continue to be silenced at the expense of sustaining Israel's longstanding myths of being the safe haven for world Jewry and a democracy with the world's most moral army, which we know is a lie from what's happening at the Great March of Return. And they're not a democracy. With that nation state law, they're clearly an apartheid nation. Okay, over in the West Bank, as you know, there's all these illegal settlements, and they all have governing councils, which apparently are being directly funded by Israel's government. And apparently the illegal settlements received $39 million in government funding for the regional councils, according to a new report from the Knesset. Now, the report was undertaken by the Knesset's Research and Information Center and disclosed the large amount of money the Israeli government gives to its illegal settlements in the occupied West Bank, along with education, welfare, and support grants. So they're just paying for that. Gee, I wonder where they get all that money. Okay, the Army had a little bit of a whoopsie over by Fort Bragg in North Carolina. They were flying the C-17 and testing out a new heavy drop platform on which was loaded a Humvee, and something went wrong, and the heavy drop platform and Humvee ejected early. And the platform went out early and landed in a rural area. No private property was damaged. Nobody was hurt. Little bit of a whoopsie there. And they still don't know exactly what happened, except that it ejected about a minute early. Over in Iceland, as you know, they're getting together for this huge, huge NATO war games. And the amphibious dock landing ship Gunston Hall, which is part of the U.S. 6th Fleet, apparently suffered damage Monday during heavy seas off Iceland. Some sailors had minor injuries, and now they're saying they doubt if the vessel will be able to participate in the NATO maneuvers. Now, this ship is 29 years old. It's a Whidbey Island-class warship. It's returned to port in Reykjavik for damage assessment. But again, generally when you have a ship that's going to sail on the seas, you try and design and build it so it can actually do that. Okay. Donald Trump is still pushing for the creation of his space force. He wants it up and running by 2020. And the White House is seeking $13 billion funding to bring all of the military and civilian experts involved under one command in the battlefield beyond Earth. So, again, I think it's a bad idea, because there's a lot of stuff up there in orbit. And if you start shooting at it or at each other, you're going to have all this shrapnel flying around. And it's going to hit other satellites, which are going to explode into shrapnel that will go into different orbits, much of it too small to track. And you could literally turn near-Earth space into this debris minefield through which nothing could get. But unfortunately, those who favor war generally don't think about the long-term consequences of what they're doing. It's, you know, victory now, and the future will clean up the mess. Some messes still haven't been cleaned up, even from World War II. Here on Oahu, there are still abandoned munitions that were dumped in the ocean. And if you have a maritime chart, there are areas that are still clearly marked. No dragnet fishing here. So, okay, getting into politics here now. Apparently, over at Real Clear Politics, their co-founder is saying the polls are definitely shifting away from the Democrats. They're not seeing a blue wave, and that in point of fact, the GOP may keep the House, which is, of course, what the Democrats are terrified of, because then they can't cancel all those investigations here. Now, Megyn Kelly has been taken off the air. Apparently, she made a comment about how blackface really might not be all that offensive, but apparently that triggered off all the PC people. She's now off the air and is apparently being shopped to other networks. All right, so let's talk about the economic news here. We all know that Sears is in trouble. They're in bankruptcy. They're closing stores. People like to blame online shopping for it, but the reality is the American consumer's tapped out. we don't have the money to go into Sears and buy stuff. I don't even remember the last time I was in the local Sears. And now people are concerned JCPenney may be next. And apparently analysts are looking at JCPenney's financial statements going back to 2001. They're apparently on the same path that took Sears into bankruptcy. So we might see another one of these iconic, historic American retailers vanish in this wonderful recovering economy. Now, they did have a good day in the stock market. There was a rebound. The Dow closed up about 400. We'll see if it holds on that one. The other day, Donald Trump was out there screaming that he was going to disconnect Iran from SWIFT to make it more difficult for Iran to do business around the world, at which point Iran's reaction was, well, there are now other systems out there. We'll just hook up with them. And so Trump has now said, we're going to allow you to remain connected to SWIFT. Of course, the downside to that is if Iran is doing business through SWIFT, Trump's sanctions can be enforced against it. So Iran might just go ahead and go to these alternative systems all on its own. Because if it doesn't go through SWIFT, there's no way to enforce the U.S. sanctions on any country, not just Iran. That's why these alternative systems are being set up. All righty. Here in the United States of America, we had a phone call about this yesterday, talking about these tent cities all over the country. And give me a second. There are now more than 500,000 homeless Americans. What's really interesting is that 25% of them, one out of every four homeless Americans, actually has a job. But because housing prices have gone out of control, they can't afford a place to live. So you have people who are sleeping in shelters, in their vehicles, or on the streets who have a job. And it's exploding rapidly on both coasts. Remember, we had this story a while back. There are employees of Google who've got full-time jobs at Google, well-paying jobs, and they're sleeping in their cars at night. How does that fit in with this idea that we have a good economy? Now, California has almost one quarter of all the nation's homeless. And the current estimated homeless population for the state is 135,000, which is up 14% between 2016 to 2017. Los Angeles County has 55,000 alone. But sure, let's open the borders and let more of these people in. Yeah, we got plenty of places to put them. Okay, let's take a phone call from Dave in Ohio. Aloha, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I'm curious about a lot of things that's going on in the economy. When you listen to Fox News at night, obviously, things couldn't be better from what I see going on around here in Ohio. That's obviously not the case, although you see some indications here and there. But what I'm concerned about is these drastic fluctuations in the Dow Industrial Average, for example, where in the course of the day, the gains for a year are essentially wiped out for no reason. And then for no reason, within the next day or 48 hours, it all seems to recover. And I'm wondering, is this some normal fluctuation, or is this some manipulation that's being done by outsiders to force an issue in their own behalf? Because it doesn't seem to make any sense.
Well, one of the reasons that it doesn't seem to make sense is there are a couple of overlapping issues. First of all, there is the plunge protection team whose job it is to try and keep the markets looking really good. Another factor that certainly was in part responsible for the market downturn is the prime rate being used by the Federal Reserve, which makes it more expensive to get money for the brokers to engage in their market trading. And when you have the market take a major dip like it did yesterday, for a lot of the automated trading systems and even some of the more experienced stock brokers, that's the time to buy. The idea is always to buy low and sell high, and it's not unusual to see a bounce after a particular market downturn. So that's what's going on.
Okay. All right. I mean, this seems to make it very difficult for the average person, if they had the means to get on board with this, that they'd have the wherewithal to do it. I watched a program the other night that had to deal with the retirement problems in the state of Kentucky for the state employees, and it seems like it's almost impossible for even a state to come up with the expertise to find what would be available to fund these pension programs as well. I mean, it just seems kind of corrupt and overly complex.
It is very complex, and it does make it difficult for ordinary people to get involved, which hasn't stopped brokerages and online trading companies from running ads to try and lure you on in. But you need to remember, first of all, two things. The high-frequency trading systems are operating way beyond human speed, and so trying to outthink them is virtually impossible. The reason the pensions across the country are in such trouble goes all the way back to 2008 and the collapse of the mortgage-backed security fraud, which should have been an object lesson, but it looks like they're getting ready to play the same thing again. Mortgage-backed securities are back, and people are starting to invest in them. Now, I don't own any stock. I've never been in the stock market, and I don't claim to be an expert in how it operates. But just some common sense advice, knowing how the market is being churned, especially by those high-frequency systems. If you really want to invest, then you want to invest long-term, which means you buy a stock in a reputable company that has a history of very slowly making money and growing, and you buy that and you sit on it for the long term. Just put it away in your desk drawer and don't even think about it. You know, don't get hooked on watching the stock market day after day after day. It'll just drive you crazy. I still think in these economic times, investing in metals is a good idea, and keeping them under your own control. So that's it. Now, if you were to look at my bank balance, you would realize I'm not somebody who should be handing out economic advice, but this is pretty much common sense stuff.
Right. And I'll wrap it up by saying if we have a Soviet-style meltdown, God help us all. Thanks.
Yeah, well, if we have a nuclear war, God help us all. I mean, neither option is really attractive. And there are bad times ahead. And what we're trying to do is figure out which path to go down that causes the least amount of harm to ordinary American people and our national infrastructure. Like I said, neither one is desirable, but we're going to get stuck with one or the other. All right, Dave, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Getting into the world of political correctness, apparently over in New York City, somebody has started a business called the Rage Cage, where snowflakes, liberals, can come on in, and for prices ranging from $45 to $120, they can come into these rage rooms and smash up dishes and electronics. There's another company that's opened up doing the same thing called the Wrecking Club. And their prices range from $25 for a hit it and quit it 15-minute option to a $245 for an extra madhouse half-hour session for up to 6 participants. I mean, I guess it's better than kicking your dog, but I can already see an insurance liability issue there, especially if there's more than one person in that same room. What happens when something breaks off the electronics or the dish and flies back in the person's face? Anyway, Ecuador has announced they do not plan to intervene with the British government on behalf of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange in talks over his situation as an asylee in the South American country's London embassy. This was announced by Ecuador's foreign minister Tuesday of this week. So it looks like Assange is basically going to get kicked out, at which point he's going to be arrested. Now, the sex assault charge was dropped, turned out to be fabricated, but the U.S. still wants him. They want to prosecute him under espionage laws. They don't really have a case if you think about how WikiLeaks operates, but they want to make an example of him. All right, we're going to take another break here for commercials. We'll be back after these few words.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. L5.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Now, over in Washington, D.C., there is a conservative talk radio show, WMAL, and it has been evacuated. The radio station's been evacuated because they received a suspicious package, which the station manager said, does not look exactly like the ones that have been sent to these Democratic figures, but was similar enough where he wanted to err on the side of caution. So the police have evacuated the building, and they're going to be taking a look at that. And that really is the downside of this kind of a hoax. Everybody starts worrying about what's going on. Okay. Over in Singapore, they're getting ready to start this experiment next year. And it involves what are called the Volocopter driverless flying taxis. Now, these are automated. They're based on drone technology. They have 18 rotors. They can fly at 60 miles per hour with a range of 19 miles. The rotors are designed to be low noise to cut down the noise pollution. And they're going to start test flights over Singapore in the second half of next year with the support of the government. That's really kind of cool, I think. And I wish them success. I hope it's more successful than our light rail system down here. Okay, now, there's this article where over in Great Britain, members of Parliament have found a new cause to fight for and win votes for. They've now declared that online pornography is as harmful as cigarettes and should be treated as a major health crisis with new restrictions on social media. So they're out there saying that public places must be made safe for all women and girls. And they've called for a ban on viewing adult material on mobile phones, on buses. Well, this is, again, more censorship. And first of all, if you are watching the online porn, and at my age, that's all way behind me, do it in private. It really is kind of tacky to just be sitting on the bus or the train and looking at that kind of stuff. But again, this is another attempt to backdoor censorship and control of social media and the internet. And I'm sure that the publishers of paper, porn, magazines and books, so forth, would certainly like to see online porn be limited because it is definitely cut into their business. Okay. article coming out of theroot.com talking about the wildly unregulated practice of undercover cops friending people on Facebook. We're going to take a break for station identification. More about this story when we come back.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.